This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Chris Evans and Ryan Reynolds proved they're not just superheroes on the big screen, but in real life as well. It was the wish of a dying 11-year-old boy named Emilio who had one wish, to meet one of the Avengers. Well, the Twitterverse responded, and not one, but two Avengers will now visit the boy in the hospital. Congrats to Chris and Ryan for being good human beings first and stars second. DJ Khaled was supposedly keeping his diet light on tour. Following his performance opening for Demi Lovato in Philadelphia, the rapper and his party headed to New York, dining at Jade 60 Asian Steakhouse. Khaled and his guests were served chicken sticks, kung pao chicken, crispy sweet and sour eggplant, as well as the drunken bronzino fish dish. That doesn't sound like diet food. Hey waiter!
Another one.
Gaten Matarazzo, who plays curly-haired potty-mouthed Dustin on the Netflix smash hit Stranger Things, didn't just get a raise for season 3, he hit the jackpot. According to Gaten's original contract, he was scheduled to get a slight increase for the upcoming season, but now he'll make between $200,000 and $250,000 per episode. Not bad for a 15-year-old. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child only just debuted on Broadway, and it's already conjuring up lots of ticket sales. Powered by the enduringly popular Potter brand, as well as the transatlantic buzz coming off the critically acclaimed and Olivier-winning London version of the show, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will earn $2 million in its first week. Poof, just like that. After two divorces, Anna Faris isn't sure about marriage. "I need to figure out what the purpose is," Faris said. "Is it safety for your children? Is it convention? Is it so other people respect your relationship more?" Faris was married to actor Ben Indra from 2004 to 2007 and to Chris Pratt from 2009 to 2017. With her record, I don't blame her. I'd wonder too. Lollapalooza founder and Jane's Addiction frontman Perry Farrell has teamed up with Miramax, Caesars Entertainment, and Star Wars visual effects pioneer Ed Jones for Kind Heaven. The 100,000-square-foot project is slated to open in 2019 in Las Vegas. Farrell promises a hologram-heavy mix of music, fashion, mystery, and spiritual enlightenment. Also helps if you're stoned. A reboot of Clarissa Explains It All is in the works over at Nickelodeon. Melissa Joan Hart will reprise her role as Clarissa Darling. The show's creator Mitchell Krieghman will return to write and exec produce. Similar to recent revamps of Boy Meets World and Full House, the new version will portray Hart's character in a parental role, bestowing wisdom and quips on her own family. Retread! The dispute between Lana Del Rey and Radiohead has subsided. In January, the band filed suit against her, claiming her song Get Free sounded too familiar to their 1993 hit Creep. During her set at Lollapalooza in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Del Rey told the audience the feud had ended. Radiohead will get a writing credit added to her song now. Hey, stand up for your property. Nice try, Lana. It's been revealed that AEG chairman and Coachella co-owner Philip Anschutz's private family foundation has a history of donating to politicians with agendas that promote LGBTQ discrimination, climate denial, anti-environmentalism, and the weakening of labor unions. Now he's donated $1 million to the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Did he need a tax write-off or has he seen the light? Since Netflix began distributing movies, the industry has been rife with contention about whether such films deserve the same recognition as traditional theatrically released films, particularly when it comes to the Academy Awards. Legendary director Steven Spielberg said, quote, "Once you commit to a television format, you're a TV movie," unquote. And you kids get off my lawn! Lauren Horegi is opening up about her plans once the Fifth Harmony hiatus begins in a couple of months. She said, quote, "Right now, I'm just exploring myself and getting in touch with myself creatively. To be real, I don't want to give myself boundaries. It's definitely different than my work with Fifth Harmony," unquote. Well, there's no doubt about that. She appears in this month's Playboy. In other Fifth Harmony solo news, Normani has big plans for her debut solo album. She has one main mission with her solo debut, saying, "I've experienced a lot in the last 6 years, so I feel like just getting all of that out. I just want this to be an album that completely represents who Normani is," unquote. Geez, she referred to herself in the third person. Ugh, said Peter Reynolds. Courtney Love owes a ton of money. The U.S. government has hit the musician actress, 53, with a federal tax lien for $568,000. Courtney might want to hire a new accountant, as it's not the first time she's been in trouble with the IRS. The widow of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain had to pay $320,000 in 2012. That accountant needs a new calculator. The debut of Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs led the pack at the indie box office. The stop-motion film has been averaging about $58,000 per screen, making it the highest-grossing independent film of 2018 so far. The film follows a young boy who goes searching for his dog after all of the species are quarantined on a remote island due to a canine flu. My dogs loved it. Four paws up. The Trash Bin. Chloe Greene and Jeremy Meeks are expecting. The 27-year-old Topshop heiress and the 34-year-old model who rose to fame after going viral as the hot felon are expecting their first child together. Jeremy filed for divorce from his ex Melissa last October. Jeremy has a son, Jeremy Jr., and two stepchildren with Melissa. Gee, we're so glad you're reproducing.
The news wrap-up.
Apple has introduced a new 32-gig iPad that costs $329. Spotify projects they'll have 90 million-plus subscribers by the end of 2018. NVIDIA said it will suspend self-driving tests across the globe after the Uber fatality last week. Uber will sell their Southeast Asia business to Grab, a regional rival.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
A Quiet Place replaces Ready Player One at the top of the box office.
The number one album.
My Dear Melancholy by The Weeknd enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Heads Up retakes the top spot on the apps chart.
The number one book.
This Is Us star Chrissy Metz has the number one nonfiction book, This Is Me.
Taylor Swift is a one-woman dynamo. She's the recipient of 10 Grammy Awards, 5 Guinness World Records, 1 Emmy, 21 Billboard Music Awards, and 12 Country Music Association Awards. Swift is one of the best-selling music artists of all time, having sold more than 40 million albums, including 27 million in the U.S., and 130 million single downloads. Taylor recently announced a massive North American summer stadium tour that will feature Camila Cabello and Charlie XCX as opening acts. From her multi-platinum album Reputation, here's the song of the week, Delicate.
Dive bar on the east side, where you at? Phone lights at my nightstand in the black. Come here, you can meet me in the back. Dark jeans and your Nikes, look at you. Oh damn, never seen that color blue. Reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. Yeah, I want you. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me dream. Cause I like. Is it cool that you said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Yeah, I want. Is it cool that you said all that? Is it too soon?
That was Taylor Swift with the Song of the Week, Delicate. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.